Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, looking at the fifth Mishnah of the second Perek. In Chulin, Hashochet Bema Chayam Ve'of V'lo Yatzah Mehen Dam. If you did Shchita and there was no blood came out, Ksherim, the Shchita is still valid. V'nechalin Be'adayim Mesu'avot L'fi Shelo Kshor B'dam. Furthermore, you could eat them with unclean hands, because the animal cannot be, the meat cannot be makabel tuma because it never became mukshar for tuma because there was no dam. Dam is one of the seven liquids that if it falls on an animal after it dies or on fruit after it's picked, it can be makshar latuma. No tuma here. Shimon Omer Uchshu B'Shchita. We'll look at Shimon's opinion in two podcasts from now, but we'll start with Tanakama. Now, Tam Adelo Yatzam Yandam, Ayatzam Yandam, Enachalim Yadam Suavot. So the Mishnah clearly implies that had blood come out, you couldn't eat it with hands that are tameh. Amai yadayim shniotain. The general gzerav yadayim that we read about in Masechet Shabbat is that yadayim are considered to be shniot, which means second level tuma. If somebody has contact directly with tuma, they become a rishon l'tuma. Hands that are unchecked, there's a gzerad rabbanan, are considered a shnia. Vein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. But chulin doesn't have any tuma past sheni. So your hands are sheni, if they touch something like the meat, doesn't matter. Now, umayda chulan askin, so who says that our Mishnah is talking about chulin? So the answer is diktani chaya, because our Mishnah talks about a chaya also. And there is no chaya in the world of kodshim, of korbanot. The two, second proof, iba kodshim kilatzam yandam kshera. Even without blood, you say it's kshera? What's for the dam? The whole point of a korban, of shechting a korban, is to get the blood out. So it is invalid. Third thing is, if blood does come out of the animal, that's not what's machshir. We know that dam kodshim is not a machshir. Why? What do you do with the blood of psulei hamukdashim, of things that are pasul for korbanot? You spill it out like water. What does that mean? Dam shenishpach kamayim machshir. Only water that spilled out like blood that spilled out like water has a din of water, which is machshir l'tumah. Shenishpach kamayim, but as opposed to blood of the of korban, which is put on the mizbeach. Therefore, in a machshir. Fourth proof: iba kodshim. Our Mishnah can't be talking about kodshim. Ki lo yatzamim dam lomit kashri. You'd say if blood didn't come out, it's not mukshar l'tumah. Litkashu b'chibat hakodesh. There's a notion that this animal, where we find it precious because it's a korban, and that preciousness, that esteem that we have for it, should be enough to make it mukshar l'tumah. The kaim l'chibat hakodesh machashvatan. We have such a principle. So our Mishnah must be talking about chulin, and why is it that you cannot eat these chulin with yadayim mesuavot, meaning yadayim that we call askaniot, yadayim that you haven't paid attention to, and a gzera of shniot that should only affect truma or kodashim. So Rav Nachman Ravua, Acha b'chulin shalakhan b'kesef maaser askinan. First answer is Rav Nachman, who says we're talking about food chulin that you bought with kesef maaser. You brought your maaser money to Yerushalayim, and you bought food with it. Udalokur Meir, as we'll see, that none, Koraton be at Maimi Divir Sofrim, anything which has Tuma Midurabanan, Metameta Kodesh Upolselta Truma. And that Gzeira extends it, so it's Metame Kodesh, which means whatever touches could then go one step further and affect Kodesh, and itself will be Posel Truma. Umutar Bechulin of Maaser Divir Meir, and Meir says whether it's Maaser or Chulin, it's totally Mutar. Tuma just doesn't go that far. Chum Mosum Maaser, Chum disagree with Rameir, and say, no, that it does affect Maaser. So that's how he explains our case. Who says, Rabbanan aren't talking about food you bought with Maaser money. Rabbanan and Rameir are disagreeing about Maaser itself. They don't talk about touching Maaser, and they don't talk about eating chulin, which are bought with Maaser money. Ah, Rahanagiyahi. And here we're talking about touching, because the issue is your hands. So maybe we're talking about a case where your friend stuffs it in your mouth. So nonetheless, it still is not an issue, even for Rabbanan. Elam or Papa, so our circumstance has to be a different case. We're talking about the issue of yadayim that are tchilot, meaning your hands, which have first contact with tuma, as derabanan. Shimon Elazar, he tanya, ein yadayim tchilot l'chulin. Shimon Elazar, Meir, yadayim tchilot l'chulin. whether your hands can be a first measure tum'ah to affect chulin or not. Chachamim say it's not. And Shimon Elazar quotes from there saying it is. Ushniot l'truma, and for truma, the two, they will affect two steps. Tchilot l'chulin in truma lo. What, you think it's, that it's only for chulin, not for truma? So hachi kamar, tchilot af l'chulin. Certainly, if you, your hands become tamei, midrabanan, and then you touch truma, certainly it affects it, but even for chulin, shniot l'truma in l'chulin lo. But shniot only for truma, chulin doesn't go that far. So mi yaker yadaim tchilot. How could yadaim ever be tchilot? Remember, if you touch something at tamei, your whole body is tamei. So how could your hands be just only your hands be a first measure tuma? In the tanya echnis yadav the bayit menuga. If you stuck your hands, only your hands, into a house that's menuga, a house of tzarat, yadav tchilot. Rabbi Kiva says your hands have their own tuma as first measure tuma of coming contact with the house. Chomrim yadav shniot. He said no, it's two steps away. The kuleyama, and let's clarify this machloket. The kuleyama biyavim miksat lo shmabia. Coming just a little bit into the house is not called coming into the house. If you walked in the house, your whole body would be tamei. V'achav gzeri yadav atu gufo kamipalgi. They disagree about how far the rabbis extended the gzera when you put your hands in. Marsava yadav kugufo shavinor banu. Rabbi Kiva says they made your hands like your body, and therefore your hands are tchila. Marsava yadaim ki yadaim dalma shavinor banu. No, your hands they made like every other gzera of hands, which is shniot. Okay, so if that's the case, then Rav Papa, why are you telling me that our Mishnah is Yadayim Tchilot? Why don't you, and that it's based on Rav Meir, against Rav Meir? So, V'lok Makar B'Kiva, why don't you just say our Mishnah is Rav Akiva? Yadayim Tchilot Avin. Right here, he said about the Bayit Menugah, your hands could be Tchilot. The answer is Dilma Kikam Rav B'Kiva, Anamid with Truma B'Kodshim D'Chamir. Maybe he only said it about Truma and Kodshim. Aval Chulin Shniot Avin. Maybe as far as Chulin goes, they're still called Shniot, and therefore they don't affect it. If they have a nami shniot, so call them shniot. We know famously that Rabbi Akiva says, the famous Mishnah in Sota, where he says, you have such a thing as a shlishi b'chulin. Nobody agrees with him, but that's what he says. Ditnan, bobayom darash Rabbi Akiva, bobayom, the famous day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was named head of the Sanhedrin, Akiva came for the following drasha, v'chol kli cheres, kol asher yipol mihem el tocho yitma. What does yitma mean? So anything that falls into the kli cheres, which means the kli cheres itself is a not a source of tuma, it's a rishon l'tuma. The thing that fell in is a sheni l'tuma, and it says yitma means tamei lo nemar litma l'tamei acherim. It can be tamei further. That tells you that if like the piece of bread fell into the airspace, it can go one step further and make a shlishi b'chulin. So you see that Rabbi Kiva certainly would consider shniot to be a problem. So why don't we say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva? It's talking about shniot. So the answer is Dilma Hanimili b'tuma d'oraita. Maybe that would only work when we start with tuma d'oraita. Sheretz fell in. Rabbanan lo. Here we're talking about tuma d'rabanan. Okay, that was answer number two. Rav Papa, I'm Rav Blazer, I'm Rav Roshaya, number three. Hacha b'chulin shenasu atarat ha-kodesh askinan. So it's important to note that in the end of Bayit Sheni period, at least, we know that there are many families, especially Kohanim, who would eat all of their food either al tarat ha-kodesh, that was select families, meaning with the same standards of Taharav Kodesh, and many more of them who would eat it because Truma is anywhere in the country, and many more of them, typically Kohanim, who would eat it al Taharat Truma. So Roshaya says, we're talking in our Mishnah about chulin, because it's a chaya, it's chulin, but they were eaten al taharat ha-kodesh, and that's why these concerns come up. Udelo Rabbi Yeshua, not in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua, as we see, the Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ochel Ochel Rishon, Rishon. Rabbi Elazar has the following statement. If you eat food that's a Rishon, your body's a Rishon. Midrabanan. Sheni, Sheni, Shlishi, Shlishi. Right? You take on the identity, you are what you eat, basically. If you eat a Rishon or a Sheni, you're a Sheni. Shlishi, you're a Sheni l'kodesh, v'ein Sheni l'truma, v'chulin shenasu al tahara truma. Or for chulin that are made al tahara truma, then it does go further. Al tahara truma in al tahara kodesh lo. Rabbi Shua seems to say that we only extend it to tahara truma, which is kind of opposite of what we would think, because you would think if you eat al tahara kodesh that the threshold would be higher. But the reality is, since tahara truma was a more common thing, they actually added an extra measure of concern to it, and that means that you could have a shlishi for chulin that are al tahara truma, but not tahara kodesh. So chisar chulin shenasu al tahara kodesh leipu shlishi. That's Rabbi Shua's opinion. So therefore, we say our Mishnah is talking about chulin shenasu al tahara kodesh, and not and following Rabbi Eliezer. So why don't we just say that our Mishnah is Chulin Shenasu Al Tahara Truma, and it follows Rabbi Yeshua. So lo sagraitach titani basar, because our Mishnah talks about meat. De'ibet truma basar mi'ika, there is no meat in truma. Truma is about fruit and grains. Elamai bekodshim, so now you're going to tell me it's talking about altarat hakodesh? Chay bekodshim mi'ika, we don't have chayot. We already used that to prove that our Mishnah is talking about, not talking about kodshim. The answer is simply this. Basar basar michlaf, meaning when people would eat meat in their homes and they would try to maintain the level of kodesh, so they'd be concerned about any meat because meat could be confused with kodesh meat. Basar epera lo michlaf, but nobody could confuse meat for fruit. And therefore, when it comes to altarat truma, there was no concern to involve the fruit, meaning to connect the fruit, sorry, to tarat hakodesh, because fruit is never in that category. When they were eating meat, al tarat truma, there was no concern because meat and fruit are never going to be confused. Okay, amar ula, now this substantiates chavraya amrin, and the Beit Midrash that would say, b'chulin shenasu al tarat hakodesh, u'dolokar b'shua. They said, our Mishnah is exactly that. V'ana meina, I, ula, disagreed, and said, b'shua, v'lomi b'ayi kamar. I said the opposite. Rabbi Yeshua certainly thinks al tarat hakodesh has a shlishi, and he was saying the less obvious thing. Certainly, chulin that are done al tarat hakodesh have a shlishi because they're more severe. Elafilu chulin shenasu al tarat truma nami eat bo shlishi. Even al tarat truma has a shlishi. So, man chevraya. By the way, who are these colleagues who disagreed with Ula? Rabbi Bachana. It's Rabbi Machana. The Machana, Rabbi Yochanan, quarter Rabbi Yochanan is saying, "My Adra Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua Aladadi." We know that Rabbi Lazar said, "If you eat a Rishon, you're Rishon Sheni, Sheni Shlishi Shlishi." Rabbi Yeshua say, "Basically, you're always a Sheni." So, what was the rest of their conversation? I'm Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua. Here we go. Matzino Ochel Chamur Mina Ochel. We find that the eater is more severely dealt with than the food. You've got the nevela of a chicken, it's not metame. V'ilu ochla, but the guy who eats it, gadim abeit ablia. So the eater is more severe. So how could we not make the guy who ate a sheni a rishon, at least into a rishon? Rabbi Yeshua, nivat of tar lo gomin, and you can't learn from that. That's an odd example. The chiddushu, the whole notion of nivat of tahor works in its own system that doesn't seem to affect anything else. Alamatzinu shema achal chamur min ochel. I'll prove the opposite to you, which is that food is more severe than the eater. Deilu machal kebetza. After all, food as small as a kebetza can become tamei. V'ochel adachal chatzi pras. But for you to become tamei, for eating tamei food, you have to eat a chatzi pras. That's a lot more. It's half a loaf. And you want to equate the eater with the food? No, the food, it might be a rishon, you're a sheni. Rav Lazar says, Tuma Mishurin lo gomrin, and he disagrees and says, you cannot infer the rules of Tuma from the rules of Shiurin, of Kebetza versus Chatzipras. Now, we all, the Dvarecha, Shatam Mer Rishon Sheni, and he says, even if I like your reasoning about Rishon Sheni, Fatom Mer Sheni Sheni Lama, then why should the Sheni be a Sheni? Korni, a Sheni should be a Shlishi. We find that such a thing can happen. You could be a sheni, and you could make the next thing also a sheni if there's liquid in the middle. But that's because all liquids, midu rabbanan, become a tchila, and they become tamei, they become a rishon. Now, call a posel with truma, tam mashkin, liot tchila. Anything that's posel truma, if it touches liquids, the liquids become a rishon. Chutz mitful yom, except in the case of a tful yom who touches. V'yor is tful yom, somebody who's gone to the mikvah and is waiting for nightfall to become tahor. And according to you, Rabbi Yeshua, why does a shlishi make a sheni? A shlishi should make a revi, which doesn't exist for chulin. He said, I only applied it to trumah. This is Rabbi Rachana's version of the discussion, and this is the key line. He said, I only applied it to trumah. Shetaharata tumah yetzal kodesh, because that which is tahor, legabe truma, is called tuma for kodesh. In other words, the standards are higher for kodesh. So therefore, I say that the extension of is only applies to chulin shenasu al tarat truma, and counterintuitively, if it's chulin shenasu al tarat kodesh, it actually peters out more quickly. Okay, we'll pause at this point in the middle of this discussion, and Amir Tzashem, in the next podcast, we'll finish this particular analysis. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.